Just tell me where we're going already. It's the least you can do for dragging me around old town all fucking day. What do you even need that loaf of bread for anyways? Can I at least have some? I'm so hungry from all this walking.
Can it, Natura? Just be patient and you'll see. Besides, I know if I tell you, you won't want to go. So just shut up and keep walking.
Are you kidding me? So this is something I don't even want to do? What the hell? Why am I even here then?
I don't know, but you followed me thus far, so you might as well see it through, right? You wouldn't want your whole day to go to waste.
This is total bullshit. Do you know how much training I could have gotten in with all this time? Or, I don't know, maybe you could just let me have the day off so I can relax according to my own free will? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Hey, this is training of a sort. You can think of it that way.
Yes, training for my legs, that's for sure. I need to fucking sit down somewhere. Hey, why don't you get on all fours?
Not funny.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, cool it. It's just up here.
Here? This is a residential area.
That is it. Here's the place.
So you're still just not gonna tell me who we're here to see?
You'll see when they open the door.
Oh boy, I'm on the edge of my seat. Whoever it is better be okay with letting me crash here for a while. They owe me that much.
Actually, I think you're the one who owes this person some care.
What the hell's that mean?
Oh, calm down. I said, you'll see.
What if they're not home?
They're home.
How do you know?
I just do.
Yes, but how?
Are you doing this on purpose?
Doing what on purpose?
Being a little... Hi, sweetie.
No fucking shit. Look who it is. Hey, princess. Wasn't expecting to see you here. Actually, I wasn't expecting to see you at all after what happened the other day. I figured you'd just live the rest of your miserable life in some dungeon away from society.
Natura?
Natura what?
Please, ignore her. How are you holding up? We brought you some stuff. A blanket, some clothes, a fresh loaf of bread, flowers. Just little things to help lift your mood.
Jeez, looks like he's gonna need it. Look at his eyes, they're all puffy and red. Has the poor princess been crying all day long?
Oh, no. It looks like he has. How's your other eye? I see it still has a patch on it. Does it still hurt?
I bet it does. Our tank sent him literally flying with that punch. He was airborne for a good second or two. I bet it doesn't hurt nearly as bad as that rejection, though. Oh, you poor thing. You were practically in love with that girl.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Don't you know? He and our lead hero go way back. Like, they've been friends since birth, pretty much.
Is that true, sweetie?
See? Look at him nod, I told you. That was probably the only reason he even got into our group in the first place. No way he got in because of his healing. She was just taking pity on him. Stupid girl. We lost the competition because of her bad judgment. She got soft, and we all had to pay for it. So unfair.
Oh, hey, no. It's not your fault. Don't think like that. You can't blame yourself all the time.
Snow, look, I get that you're trying to be nice and all, but seriously? How can you even say something like that? You're lying through your teeth. It was all his fault. Sure, he got appointed by our hero, but he is still the one who cannot heal worth shit. He single-handedly cost us everything.
Don't say that in front of him. How would you feel in his position, huh? He tried his best. There's no use in holding it against him now. The damage is done, so just stop it.
Whatever. I guess you're right. Doesn't even matter anymore. I'm wasting my time and energy on this useless prattle when I should be out there training with our new healer. Yes, you heard me. We already have your replacement. And she is an absolute godsend. I mean, granted, any healer who can actually do their job would be a godsend after you. But seriously, I woke up feeling kind of stuffy this morning and my throat was killing me. Literally, one drink of her potion and I feel all better. We even threw a party to celebrate her entrance into the team. I mean, it was partly for that. But we were also celebrating the fact that you left.
Natura!
Your little bestie was there too, you know. She got totally shit-faced and said she was having the time of her life. I even saw her eyeing up some warrior guy. Bet they had some fun that night.
Natura!
Oh, are you gonna cry again? What? Can't handle the pain of not getting what you want all the time. Well, guess what, princess? The whole team wanted a healer who can actually heal. And you didn't give us that. So as far as I'm concerned, this melodramatic bullshit you're pulling right now is 100% karma. I hope you... What the hell was that? Did you just throw a fucking book at my head? Oh, you've really done it now, princess. Get your ass right over here, right fucking now.
Natura, wait. Stop. What are you doing?
Oh, no, 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 you don't. Think you can run from me, huh? Unfortunately for you, this hair of yours is the perfect handle to pull you back with.
Oh, stop it right now, Natura.
Oh, come on, slow. Don't you think Princess here could use a little punishment to keep him, how you say, docile? Little bitch doesn't know how to behave. I think he needs to be taught his place. 'Cause it certainly isn't as healer on our team.
Look, there are kinder ways to get him to understand his mistake. You don't need to be so aggressive.
Really? To me, that's like saying I don't need to breathe. Aggressive is my middle name, you know? Now, hold your fucking legs open, princess. Yes. There we go. Oh, don't be bashful, princess. But don't like having your little clitty out in the open like this. Hey! Stop! Stop kicking your damn legs. Hey, I said stop! That's right. Make one more move, and I crush these balls of yours right in my palm. Go ahead. I dare you. Come on. Try and hit me. Oh, you're gonna cry. You know how much it's gonna hurt, don't you? But come on, cry some more for me. I like watching you beg.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's it, princess. Keep those tears coming, and I just might let you go. Oh, what's that? You want me to stop? Is that what you want, huh? You want mercy? Unfortunately for you, you are such a bad healer that you cannot even heal yourself. But I don't really care, to be honest with you. So take this.
I said stop.
Hey, fancy hell. You blew my fucking clothes off, you dumb bitch. Now it's freezing fucking cold in here.
I told you to cool it. I warned you, Natura. You drove me to this.
I didn't drive you to shit. You're just so much of a pussy ass bleeding heart that you won't let him get away with everything he does. It's fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I'm ridiculous? Oh, yeah? You were just about to rape him over this. But yeah, I'm the ridiculous one over here.
Oh, please. I wasn't about to do shit. I was just having a little fun. soft boy here just couldn't handle it, that's all. No wonder he couldn't make it on RT. You can't even take him outside without something sending him scurrying back under the covers.
What kind of sicko calls that fun? You're being so evil.
Evil? No. What is evil is letting people who endanger others with their incompetence, letting them off the hook. But you, Snow, you are just too simple-minded to seize it.
Oh, simple-minded. Which one of us graduated from the academia at the top of our classes?
Oh, Snow, don't you go bragging about your academic accolades again. Everyone knows they're useless in the real world. The only thing that matters is your ability to judge people. Knowing who is useful to you and who is not. And clearly, you are completely inept at that.
You are being so nasty. Just listen to yourself. It's like you don't even care about anyone else. All you're interested in is you.
Ugh. Unfortunately, Snow, that's the only way a person can truly survive in this world. That is what I have learned from all my training. Apparently you have not learned a damn thing.
So, that's how you want to live your life, huh? Pushing aside anyone who gets in your way.
That's right. And if you get in my way, I'd just have to push you aside, too.
Really? Is that a threat?
Maybe.
You want to do this, hmm? Right here? Right now?
Bring it on. God, stay out of this, princess. This has nothing to do with you.
Wait, he's saying he wants us to stop.
So what?
So he's right. We shouldn't fight. Not right now, at least. Look, we're in the middle of a residential area. We could hurt people.
That's... You're right.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Did I hurt you with my ice blast? I wasn't trying to, I promise. I just had to get her off of you. That's all.
Gotta give it to you, Snow. I think I underestimated how much damage mages can do.
Thanks, I guess.
I'm sorry, okay? I took it a bit too far. I admit it. You know me. I get riled up when I'm met. It makes me a good warrior, but not a good everything else.
Oh, I appreciate that, Natura. But I'm not the one who deserves an apology from you.
Oh, God.
Come on. If you're really sorry, come say it to his face.
All right. I'm coming.
Good.
Hey, princess. Look at me. Hey, right in my eyes.
Hey! What are you doing?
Apologizing. You told me to, remember?
Yeah, but...
You know I don't do words well, no? Is not this enough? Oh, don't make me actually say it. Look, he liked it. A kiss is worth 1,000 words, you know? It says everything I need to say.
Fine. If that's how you want to do it, fine. As long as he's okay with it, fine.
What? Are you jealous or something?
Right. Okay. Maybe a little.
So you are. That's why you wanted to come comfort him, huh? You just got a little crush on Princess here. Is that it?
Well, that is none of your business.
So you.
Though it's true.
I should have known. Oh, how sweet. Going through all that trouble just to lift his spirits. Oh, Snow, you really are a saint. Are you really sure you're cut out for a life of violence and bloodshed? I think maybe you chose the wrong career.
Well... Unlike you, Natura, I actually show love for the people I care about instead of being cold and expecting them to warm up to me on their own. And yes, I think I did choose the right career. Being a warrior isn't all about killing, you know.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that you're acting like a big dumb brute with the emotional intelligence of a 6-year-old.
Oh, yes. You've told me all that before. But now, what are you really trying to say?
Oh, so you did get that subtext. Look at you. Maybe I underestimated your ability to read a room.
Give me a break.
All right. What I was really trying to say is, you've totally got a crush on Princess here, too.
What? Oh, please. Oh, don't be dumb, Snow. I know I like to tease, but... Telling lies about someone just to embarrass them is too low, even for me.
Oh, I would never do such a thing.
Ugh, God, stop it. I don't like him, okay? What even makes you think that?
Here's the thing, Natura. Maybe you're right and wrong at the same time. What I think is going on here is that you do like him. But you've tricked yourself into believing that you don't, because your pride won't allow you to even conceive of the idea.
That is completely absurd. Whatever weird mind games you're trying to play here, they're just not working.
I'm not playing any mind games. You're just having trouble hearing what I'm saying because you are in denial.
No, I'm not. not like him.
You just kissed him on the lips. Like, literally, just now, your lips touched his and stayed there for a long time.
It was a platonic kiss. This is just my way of showing affection.
Mm. So, you admit it was affection.
Yes, it was affection. I already told you, you're right about me. I'm not good at expressing my emotions. I'm better with my body. Much better. That's how I deal with people.
Okay, so if you're not good with your emotions, doesn't it make sense that you would have trouble showing him that you like him, if you did?
Yes.
And, well, don't you think that if you were confronted with that fact, you wouldn't be able to come to grips with it at first?
Yes.
Think about it, Natura. You've been mean to him. Like, super, super mean. You've been as mean to him as I've been kind to him. But that's just it. You didn't just ignore him, even though you could have. As soon as he opened the door, you could have just walked away, and I wouldn't have been able to stop you. But you stayed. You've always stayed. Anyway you look at it, you're obsessed with him. You can't keep yourself away from him. He fulfills you. He's your missing piece. Maybe you haven't realized it yet, but it's true. You know it is. I'm right, aren't I?
Okay. You make a good point.
A good point? I make so many good points. I could write a book about it.
Okay. I said I get it, Academia girl. Sorry, my warrior girl brain could not keep up.
Don't beat yourself up about it. Like I said, I'm not the one you need to reconcile with here.
You're right. It wasn't fair of me to treat him that way. Even if it was all because I like him.
What did I say, Natura? Not to me. To him.
Right. Hey, look. Snow's right. I think I do like you. I think I like you a lot. Maybe that is why I've spent so much time around you. I think some part of me is just drawn to you. But maybe I was too proud to admit that. Maybe it was easier to tease you and bully you so that I could keep believing you didn't mean anything to me. I'm used to feeling that way. I like to think that I don't need other people to be happy. But I can't help it. Now that I see my feelings for what they really are, I want to protect you. I want to make you feel loved and cared for and safe. Oof, it feels so weird to say that, but it is true. I like you. And I always have. You don't need to forgive me. I know I don't deserve that, but I just want you to know the truth.
Wow, Natura. That was pretty eloquent. I think you're finally getting the hang of this having emotions thing.
Ugh, yes, yes. That's the only time you'll hear me say something like that for the rest of your life. And if you tell anyone, you're dead meat. Both of you. Understand?
Oh, don't worry. We wouldn't share your precious little secret, would we, sweetie? Oh, that's right. Good boy. Oh, he still looks a little riled up.
A little? He looks even more frazzled than when we first got here. I mean, we did almost kill each other in front of him, I guess.
Poor baby. We should give him something to calm him down.
What, you want me to make some tea or something?
Actually, I was thinking of something a little different.
What do you mean? It better not be something from another shop, because you're not making me walk another step to get...
What? Hey.
Seriously? You're going to go through all that to coax a confession out of me just to go and kiss the boy I like?
Hey, I like him too. Don't be selfish.
Wait, does this mean we have to share?
Oh, don't act like it's the worst idea in the world. Would you rather share or not have him at all?
You're right. You're right.
I'm always right.
Yes, yes, we know. Move over.
Hey! Okay. That's enough. It's my turn again now.
When did we make that rule?
I did. Right now. Move.
No, I'm not done.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Because I said so. Now move.
Hey, get your hands off.
Oh, stop. You just bumped his bad eye with your elbow.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
We completely forgot about it. Oh. We can't just leave him like that.
But, come on. You're the mage. Whip up one of your healing potions for him.
Okay. Don't worry. I got this. I always keep a vial of regenerative medicine on me in case of emergencies. That should do fine. Hold on. Here it is.
That's it. It looks like blended frog.
Rude. Don't worry, sweetie. It's perfectly natural.
You really make a living selling those?
Sure. People come to me all the time to get them. Healing potions are valuable. One of my first customers was this big Neko lady. She was carrying a little Neko boy in her arms and threw a whole bag of gold in my face, asking me for my strongest healing potion. She bought out my entire stock that day, so I just closed up shop and took the week off. Anyways, just close your eye and stay calm. This is only going to hurt a little bit, but after a second, it'll start numbing the pain. Okay? All right. Here goes. There. See? It's not so bad.
That stuff really does work. Look, it's healing so fast.
Oh, I know. I'm the best in the business after all. Does it feel better now, sweetie? Oh, good. Now, try to open your eye just a little. If it still hurts, wait a few seconds and try again.
Hey, looks good as new.
It does. And he has such pretty eyes.
For once, we agree on something. Well, now that he's all better.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Well, Snow, you already blew half my clothes off with your ice blast. So I myself almost ready to go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's cool. Just let me take your clothes off and we'll be all good. Deal?
Oh, okay. Deal. Come here then.
God damn it, Snow. I did not know scholars could still be this fit.
I do get a little help from my potions, admittedly.
I don't really care. As long as it gets you a body like this.
Yeah? You like it?
Oh, I do. I like it a lot.
Oh, well. Come on. Let me see the rest of yours.
All right. So impatient. What do you think?
Oh, I think you need to bring that sexy body of yours over here and kiss me.
Oh, yeah? Funny. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Maybe we are more alike than we thought, Natura.
Maybe we are, Snow. Enjoying our little show.
Oh, He looks so flustered. Mm. I bet he's throbbing under that robe of his already.
I bet he is. Watching two fine ladies like us, bare naked and making out with each other. Who wouldn't get going at this sight of that?
Oh, you're right. He's probably itching to get started already.
Well, how about you say, let's not keep him waiting any longer then.
Wait, who's first?
Me.
What? Why?
Because I said so.
All right, fine. You only get to use that excuse because I already did.
Glad we're in agreement. Well then, I will just lay down here. And you, princess, can come and get on top of me. Don't worry. I won't make you do all the work. But you're gonna have to put in a little effort if you want me to make you come. Understand? Good. Now, come here. That's it. Oh, you're not even reaching my face. Your head is buried in my tits. Oh, you look so adorable down there.
Natura, can I do something? Don't just make me watch, please.
What? Oh, Snow, not into cuck. Queen?
Hey!
Oh, I'm just kidding. Why don't you get behind him and help him thrust into me?
Okay.
Princess, you got yourself lined up. Do you feel my wet pussy on your little cock head? I bet you can feel the heat coming from it. Yeah, just begging for you to slide right in. Is that what you want, huh? You want to fuck me? Do you want to put that aching stiffy in my tight pussy? Yeah. You want that? Come on then. Give it to me. Don't be shy. Just move your hips forward and push it in. Nice and easy. Yes, that's it. Just like that. Come on, more. Oh, more. Give me all of it.
Come on, sweetheart. A little faster. Oh, a little deeper. Make her feel good.
Fuck. Oh, he's moaning so much. Oh, it's so cute. God, does this feel good, princess? Is that why you're moaning for me? You like how it feels being inside me. Yeah, yeah, you like it? I bet it feels like heaven. What's the matter, Snow? Are you getting jealous back there?
Way to rub it in.
Sorry. Oh, don't worry. You'll get your turn. Just keep making him feel good. And maybe you'll speed things up a little.
Fine. You're on.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, playing with his nipples through his robe. Nice tactic.
I think he agrees. Oh, listen to those little whimpers. Oh, come on, baby. Start thrusting faster. God, oh, move those hips.
You know, I would be so mad at you for trying to make him come faster. Oh, if it didn't feel so damn good.
That's a good girl. Come on. Give in to that pleasure. You know you want to.
Are you proud of yourself? Fine, I don't care. All I care about is taking your load right in my pussy, princess.
Good. Come on, sweetheart. Come into her sweet little pussy.
Yeah, princess, come. So much cum.
That looked like fun. Oh, for the both of you. Oh, look at him. He's trembling.
All right. Snow, it's your turn.
Oh, finally. I'm so ready.
Yes, I believe you. Come on, Snow, lay down. And you, princess, get on top of her, just like you did with me. There you go.
He looks even more adorable up close like this. Oh, no. Go on, sweetie. Take me. I'm all yours.
You hurt her. Get to it, princess.
That's so amazing. He's already hard again.
Nope, we can blame him. You are hot as fuck. I mean, not as hot as me, but still good.
you flatter me, Natura. Let's see who can please him more, though. That'll really settle things.
I think we're all way too horny to keep score at this point.
Fair enough. Just enjoy the show, I guess.
Yes. I think I will. Hey, princess. Bring that cute face over here. Let's make out.
Oh, he's twitching.
Already, huh? I probably got him all sensitive. He was just waiting to blow.
Oh no. It's okay, baby. Oh, just let it out. Yes. Come. Give it all to me.
Yes, that's it. Oh, come again, princess. Empty those balls.
Here it comes. Oh, that's it. Come. Oh, good boy.
This little trip didn't exactly go how I was expecting.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. I'm pretty happy with how it turned out, though.
Oh, no. Yes, me too. And what about you, princess? Is he asleep?
We drained the poor thing.
That we did. Better let him rest. It's probably the best he'll have in days.
Yeah. I'm fine staying just like this, with him on top of me for a little while. Why don't you come and cuddle with us too?
Cuddle. Okay, Snow.